down.
The banana took the blank Kurt.
I put the gun in my head and I shoot it like pistachio.
Austin, Texas is going under. Austin, Texas is going under.
It's going under. Austin, Texas got all types of killer shooters. Gang banging. I'm gang banging.
I'm a killer too. I'm a dentist and I pull your tooth. I got my grills.
Hey! I'm a motherfucking dentist and I pull your tooth.
Oh, wait, what's that? I'm flossing too.
Oh!
Damn. I'm out of banana, man. I'm kind of bummed out.
We've never had so much heat right at the start. Oh, there's a little bit left.
Ew.
Eat the peel.
It looks like a butthole.
Eat it up, boy.
Eat it.
The belly button.
Yeah. Get it out.
Help me.
You gotta help him. You gotta. Ow!
Ew.
He's eating it out.
You ate him out.
You didn't eat it. You ate it out.
You made it yours.
Wait, okay, so you gotta play the music.
Oh, yeah.
La da da. La da da da.
Boys,
wow, well,
boys,
we've never had a start like that before, and that's the sign of that we're about to be in for something real great.
Something crazy is about to happen.
A treat.
Welcome back to Cool Dog, everybody.
Philosophical questions.
We have our favorite pair of. I mean, I don't even know what to call you. I'm in love with you guys. I'm not gonna lie. You guys are
we're in love.
Probably
with
two
you
of
too.
My favorite people out there right now. Two of the favorite people out of Austin, of course, excluding Hoover because he's leaving.
Dude, you can see in the background, I'm packing my things. I'm getting ready to go. I got my Adam Sandler out.
However, we rolled in and immediately you are rolling out.
Dude, you just got here earlier. Like, I don't know you. I'm sorry,
but you are a hater.
Are you taking the Adam Sandler with you? The cardboard cutout?
It's like broken. Like it's like I don't know. Like I tried to prop him up earlier, and then he wouldn't prop up. So I think I might just have to like toss him. I don't know.
But it's huge. That was probably like $100.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
It was like, yeah, you could.
You want
it?
You want
to
come over?
Yes.
You want to
yes.
Part
yes.
Two
we'll
of
take
our house.
We can take my steal from your
you
house.
Take my
again.
Chair. You can take my Adam Sandler. You can take what else do I have that I can give you? My Drake. You want a Drake candle?
Oh,
a drink candle. Yeah.
We need more.
Oh my god. Praise Lord. Oh my
that's God. Like a, that's like an artifact. You're passing it on.
It's going to stay in Austin, and you know you got to light it when you think of me. It's really nice.
I'll light it in case you like die horrifically or something. Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Yes,
hopefully not.
You need to build like a shrine, like a roadside shrine for Hoover in his memory.
Roadside.
Like but it's, a but it's Drake.
It's like RIP goat.
in his sweet memory. Honestly, like, even though, like, I'm not even in Austin, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to miss you, even though it's nothing's going to change for me.
Everything's going to change, man. I'm going to switch up as soon as I move out.
Kentucky's going to change you, isn't it? It's going to go to your head.
You're going to change. Kentucky actually changes people, I heard.
It does change people. People don't come out the same.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just, like, went into, like, the Sneeko Wright pipeline? Like, as soon as I get to Kentucky, I'm like, yo, fuck women. Fuck all this shit, man. Like, I want to meet up with Kanye West. Like, I don't care anymore.
You're gonna start dressing like Squidbillies and like weird trucker hats, and you're gonna stack them up.
Dude, I have some of those. I can fuck. I'm like one step ahead. I already have them. They're in my closet.
What the fuck? God.
Oh shit! It's already in you.
Okay. You would put me in a real awkward position if you did that, because like I don't know what I would be supposed to do, because I don't think maybe you would influence me. Maybe I would go along with you.
I think this podcast would go in a crazy direction. I think this would be like the next Andrew Tate brother podcast kind of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sitting here talking nonstop about whatever's on
my
mind.
Oh my god, Larry can be Luke, and I can be like, what is he? There's like he has like another cousin. He just like tags.
You can be Aiden Ross.
I could be Aiden Ross.
Could be Aiden. Top G. Get a big cigar. We used to have cigars or it was, cigars. You know, they're little props, but fucking, I think somebody ate them or some shit.
See,
you could actually smoke them.
I was chewing some real shit. He's got a big pipe. You got a big pipe. Damn.
This is the second podcast in a row where we've mentioned cigars. And like I'll say the same thing I said last time where I think cigars are they're just kind of goofy. You know what
but
I mean?
They
like
look
they're
cool.
So big. Do they though? Like they look cool, but then it's like when you're holding them, I didn't feel as cool because it was like
I
so
like,
big.
It was a big giant like poop you're holding on to, just a big
log. I love really short guys in like suits, like smoking like the fat ones. Like they're not even long.
Yeah,
they're just fat.
That's what I mean.
Like almost circular. Mm. And like you know, like
oh yeah, like the butt end. They're really like getting value for their money.
Boom, boom,
whoa, fucking
they're
chimney.
Holding like on their teeth, like they're clenching. Like,
no, that's what I mean. Like the Tony Soprano, like gif of him smoking a cigar. Like, I think that's the coolest thing on earth.
His are always so long, though. I'm a big Sopranos fan, and that's something that I've noticed. Is his are always like kind of like comedically long.
That's they're not that's like, not a finger grip. That's like a whole hand.
Yeah, it's like a whole on. Like that kind of situation.
That, oh, that's loud.
Larry's calling in from some kind of underground bunker with some kind of like old technology camera. show the viewers your shirt. Show the viewers your shirt. We talked about your shirt.
Let me get
up
for this one.
Actually, I don't think I know what it is.
Dan and Phil, baby.
Yeah, baby. Listen, we got the dates.
Where are they coming in?
Oh,
why are they coming in?
Here, take a look for yourself.
Okay, so it's gonna go to Austin, then to Kentucky,
they're going to Estonia. They're going to Estonia in October.
Oh my God, are they actually?
Wait,
they
why are. Is it, why is it a part
they're
of the American
of
tour
us.
Though?
Oh my God,
they're going to Hesburger Stadium in Estonia. Oh my God.
Oh wow,
dude, that's gonna be crazy.
If only that place existed, I'd literally live there if I could.
I'd crawl up under like a.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's my next big endeavor. Right after Cool Dog wraps up, I'll become like a stadium owner, like one of those like big sports monopoly
cool
people.
Cool Dog presents Hesburger Stadium.
Hesburger Stadium.
Dude, it'd go crazy.
Strong Dan and Phil. I'm excited for that.
I had some recently, some Hesburger. You guys probably don't even know, but it's a real thing. That's a real, like, it's a McDonald's equivalent here, and it's yummy.
It's called Hesburger?
Hesburger.
Yeah, it is.
H-E-Z burger? Oh, no, H-E-S.
It's like
H-E-S,
that
yeah. It's kind of like a pronoun, like he's burger.
He's burger. He's slash burger.
You know what? Yeah. There's an equivalence to that in Mexico called the Gomez burger.
Oh,
and
I forgot about the Gomez burger.
The Gomez burger is kind of insane, though. Looking it up, I wouldn't recommend it because you might see some. No, not on the podcast.
I'm not going to show it.
Don't look up the Gomez burger.
To the viewers at home, do not look up Gomez burger.
To the viewers at home, have you ever done Reddit 50/50? Like, if you see a cute puppy and then you see Gomez burger, what would you think? It's probably not like it's pretty bad, though. It's pretty bad. You wouldn't.
I'm looking at it right now. I ignored you. And I got to say, they're packing that shit up. There's a lot in there.
They're packing.
There's something in there.
They are dipping. They're double dipping right now.
Damn. I mean, burgers I'm looking at, it's one of those burgers where I'm thinking, how is this going to go in my mouth? Like, I don't know how the logistics of this are going to come.
It's one of those ones
through.
You got to grip all the way down, like fucking pancake and eat it.
Just smash that thing down with your big hands.
Oh, damn, you guys like Whataburger now that you're in Texas? You guys Whataburger eaters?
I ate Whataburger. Right. I'll say it right now. I don't care who.
Oh man, I'm gonna piss off the world. So I live in Texas all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had it.
You've never had it?
No.
You never had Whataburger?
No. It's and at this point, like I've never had it, and I don't even want to have it now because like then it's gonna ruin. I don't know. I'm scared to try it.
When Larry eats food for the first time, if it's not in the right situation, he's gonna hate it for the rest of his life. And I think that's what his deal with mayonnaise was.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
What was the mayonnaise situation?
What is the mayonnaise story?
I pinned a lot of my history with food with my old babysitter. She would cook the most horrendous. Like, she would have a burger and, like, the tongue would be sticking out like a fucking bleh. Like, a big, ugly, burnt tongue would be sticking out of it. And it has, like, pimples and it's greasing and it's, like, you know, green stem lines. Like, it's so fucking, it's shit. But I'm very sensitive to, like, condiments, like mustard, ketchup, like, even ketchup. I'm pretty,
You hate, like, big, like, goopy, like, globby, globular, like, sauces on any kind of food.
Yeah. The smell of mustard, like, I'd rather kill myself.
Oh my God!
Well, I gotta say, like I'm a fan, but like, you know, if you know what you like, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
There was one time.
Oh no! It's like, look, just keep the mustard away from me, and I'll be fine.
But, no, like the mustard.
No, I don't like mustard.
There's like nothing in
like...
there. It's like a seed.
Dude, it's like fucking rotten eggs and like the witch's brew and some other fucking junk. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Every time
gross.
We have like extra like glob on like a sandwich, we're like, Larry, look. And then we show him like the Krabby
Patty.
These guys
torment me.
It's like the Krabby Patty with the gray face inside. It's like... Dude. And he's just like... Ugh. He just starts gagging.
It's like, so bad. Me and Isaac were recording a TikTok. We had a stupid idea. You know, like those videos where they have like the credit card and point it like a gun at the officer. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do that with condiments because we had two bottles. Isaac's like, I'm gonna lightly press on it and then you just stop foaming after that. I'm like, okay. So he walks up to me and he fucking squishes both the mustard and the ketchup all on me. And my initial reaction is not to like sniff in because if I smell it, I'm gonna fucking gag. And then I'm like perfectly fine. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, I'm covered up. I go to Tanner's stream because he's live. As soon as he gags, I gag, and then I fucking vomit in my mouth.
All I smell is ketchup, mustard, McDonald's, and like your hair was like greasy. Your hair was greasy, and I was like, he threw up in my sink, and I was like, I had to like look away. You're all live. You're just covered in head to toe in condiments. I'm like,
it was so pretty bad. Nice to see, man.
You guys got to try like. Estonian mustard is crazy. It makes like a little bit of fire come out of your nose. It's very like,
oh, ooh, it bites back.
It bites. It has bite. Like it doesn't play around. I don't know what it's called in English. I'm sure it's like a European thing, but it's
we would have loved to go to Estonia at some point.
Yeah, can we meet up in Estonia one day?
You guys got to get here quick because I'm getting out. I'm getting out.
You're getting out.
No, you got to stay there for at least 2 more years.
He's breaking free.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll stay for you, Big T. I'm gonna cancel my plans.
Just two more weeks.
Years.
We'll be there. 2 more years. Actually, yeah, it'll take some time.
Okay, yeah, I'll be here for 2 more years at the risk of my own health. I'll be here and just so you guys can.
Yeah, you don't have any subway to like keep you sane.
We don't. No.
I forgot about that.
It's so evil.
Oh my God.
Dude, I walked past a mall recently where a Subway used to be and they still got the sign up and it pissed me off because I was like, motherfucker,
damn.
You're not here anymore. It's been months.
Fake valor.
You've been gone for months.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, break in.
Burn it. Torch it to the ground.
Your shirt off.
You should actually hold a hostage this time. Actually hold a hostage. Yeah.
Like bring like 3 people in there and say you have a bomb and you're not coming out until you get like a chicken bacon
like
ranch.
A foot long.
And they're like, what the fuck? We don't even have the fucking ingredients anymore.
We don't got any.
They gotta do like a fucking. They gotta fly it in. They gotta get a private jet from like Finland, fly it in, bring in the fucking mayonnaise,
like
the
in a
bread.
Briefcase.
Come in with like a bomb suit, yeah. It'd literally be like a fucking SpongeBob movie. It'd be like a SpongeBob movie where like he opens it up and he has all the ingredients. And he's like, all right,
it's like a perfect sandwich.
The golden spatula, like.
Stay calm.
No, they send in like a drone, like a Mars rover. It's like the sandwich is like duct taped to it. It's like,
they can eat it. It doesn't have what I want. Squeeze it. It's tuna. I don't like tuna.
He takes out a roller.
This isn't real tuna.
This isn't a foot long.
Let me measure.
You guys ever had Subway tuna? That is like, it's one of the worst things I think I've ever had.
It's not even tuna, I heard. It's not real fish. It's like, sorry, I just gagged because I thought about
it. Stop. You start, then I'll follow.
Sorry. I heard it was like 10% fish and like 90% like,
here's the thing is, right? I've been like a fucking defense attorney for Subway for the last like 6 years. So I got the lore to back me up here. That is true. A very little part of it is tuna, but that is the case for most canned tuna. There's like a surprisingly small amount of actual tuna in it.
Okay.
So that was
that's also real.
That was like something that the shooters used against Subway. Kind of like the bread that like Matt Pat, that son of a bitch, made that stupid ass video where he's like, oh, it's actually by Ireland's regulations, it's cake. Like, who the fuck gives a shit about Ireland? Who's Ireland?
Sugar and bread, get over it. That's real.
Exactly.
Bread, all bread.
It's all wheat bread and nothing.
Like, who cares?
It tastes fucking good. I don't give a shit.
It's
I'll fucking eat it up.
Honestly, the tuna fish is really good too. I don't care what's in it.
Ooh.
So, hey, anything?
I'll see you guys.
The tuna's 10%. What's the other, like, 90% if it's not fish?
Sawdust, poop, urinal cake,
toenails,
nose hair. I actually almost gagged at that. Like, imagine nail clippings, like dead skin. A Subway sandwich and having a toenail in there is like a perfect
toenail. It's like,
no, that is actually gross.
Y'all ever
like
lost
no polish
toenail
on it?
Lost an entire toenail?
Yeah, like
that's my biggest fear. I can't do that.
Toenails.
I mean, I had a whole moment where like two of my toenails, it wasn't even like a thing where they just pop off. It was like a gradual process where I had to come to terms with the grief of like, I'm losing a toenail. Because it was becoming more and more loose. And then like, there was a point where, maybe this is TMI, but I could open my toenail like a window and get a look at that little like fleshy toe.
You pop it up like a car hood. It's like steaming, pop it up like a car hood. That's the problem.
It was literally like a fucking advent calendar. Like I'd get to look in and see like, oh, a little piece of chocolate.
There's like a Mucinex. It's like the Mucinex burger. And they're like,
so a piece of fungi related.
Hours. I'll be saving that.
It was pretty gross, and then they just kind of popped off, and then it was like I saw the gift of life. A new toenail was brewing. It was like a little baby, little
I was like a seed.
Yeah, it was, and then I was able to watch it grow and prosper into my toenails now.
Which like every morning you water it, you like feed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Food.
I would talk That's to cute. It. I would make sure it's okay.
Reading a little bedtime story.
Yeah. My dad would like rip his socks off and be like, hey T, look. And he's just like, show me his like, it's like black. His toenail was like black and like decrepit.
Dude, I swear to God, like old fucking men, like they always have like a black thumb like nail. Like, I don't know why. I've met so many like old people in my family and they'll be like, I'm like, what the fuck happened to your thumb? And it's like completely black. You're like, yeah, I just like gave up a hammer. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I my toe when
I crushed it with a melee. It's like all black.
No, literally. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, what is your problem? He's like, yeah, right.
They'd say, like, I stubbed my toe when I was three. And it's like, no, you didn't. That's not how that happened.
Yeah, 3 seconds ago for 30 hours?
You're
like,
not three anymore. You're 58. What are you doing?
They're literally always like, oh, things were different back in my day. And then they show you their toes. It's like, damn.
You actually go outside and get harmed.
Back in my day, if this happened, I'd get my toe ripped off. I'll just get it cut off. I don't fucking care anymore. Wouldn't deal with this.
Fuck it, cut the finger off. I don't give a shit. I'll be
cut
all right.
Cut my fingers off too. Cut my hand off.
That's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Try. Yes. Okay. How about this? How about this? Ball up your toes, like curl them, and then just try walking like that.
You'll feel a little funny doing that, like some kind of muscle that hasn't been exercised in years. Just
I feel like I'm going to get like the black toenail now if I fucking walk around like that. Like, if I literally walk around like that tradition. For like more than 5 minutes, I'm going to have a fucking black toenail.
Okay, to the viewers at home, go look at your dad's feet and at least one of them will have a black toenail.
At least one. At least one of them. Sleeping. Okay, no, you got to do while he's sleeping. Make sure pull off the covers. Maybe if he's wearing socks and he's sleeping, pull off the socks. Take a peek. Take your flashlight. Look in there.
Actually, don't even do it now. Wait till he's fresh off of work. And then take it. Yep.
And then this goes common exercises. Everybody send in pictures of your dad's feet. We'll analyze them.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll look next time. We'll see.
Okay, I'll get the magnifying glass. I'm like, yeah,
we're trying to poo.
Send that to like Big T and Larry. We don't need to see that. You know, they'll report back to us.
No,
when
I'll investigate that. I'll open up like a car hood. Like, yep, it is.
No,
right
we'll make full reports of it. We'll like analyze it. Okay, 2 inches diameter. It has a little chip on it, like a V.
Like, which one's the worst and which one's the best? Like, this one's perfectly fine. And like, this one, you like need to get this like toe cut off.
Which one's like aesthetically pleasing? Which one's like ugly.
Which one's perfect? Which one needs work?
Like, oh, you might need to paint this one. You might need to paint this one. Maybe rip this one off. I don't think you need this one anymore.
You like shoe wax it?
Ding!
There's also like maybe this is just my family, but there's a subcategory of men where I think once they reach like 60, they're kind of like, ah, you don't need to cut them anymore, and they just kind of let them grow.
Oh, ew, they're like dude, this long.
Yeah, have you seen the world's longest? Like they curl up.
Yes, it's like I have. Yeah. I've never seen that in the world's like Guinness Book World Records. Fucking
dude,
book
I had
when,
a book like that too that had the world's longest nails in it, and I was like, ooh. And then like. This like old man in my family, he at family reunions, he'd always sit in a corner and then he'd tell me like random facts. He would say like, did you know that when you die, your hair doesn't stop growing and neither do your nails? So in my head as a child, I had this image that if you open up a coffin, there's just these like really long toenails and the hair is like everywhere.
That's got to be not real. I don't believe
that. No, that's not real. That's not
okay,
real.
Okay, thank God.
That old man was just fucking with me.
I was like,
he was just playing with me.
I thought it was going to be awesome. Like the old man in the corner was like, he just had really long toenails. He's like, look at my long toenails. He just like pulled back the socks. Like, look at them. Look how long. I'm not going to cut them ever.
Hey, boy, look at these.
Take a look. Look at these claws. Look at these claws I got. These talons.
I'd probably be able to like demand reparations for that if that actually happened to me. That's like a violation, right? There.
Dude, my dad uses his toenails to like scratch his calf, and all I hear is like.
Dude, no, that happened with my cousin once, where like his toenail was so long, he like opened up his Christmas present with it. Like it was like a fucking like box cutter.
Dude, every time my dad takes off his socks and sits on the couch, there's always like dead like flakes of skin all over the couch. It's so fucking gross.
What is up with dads, man? Like, seriously.
Dude, they're like different beasts. Like, they're just listen, like shed, listen, they have long toenails and black nails.
Trench foot, athlete's foot,
they
and there's dad foot.
I swear.
Dad foot is like horrible. It's another... Real. Yeah, dad foot's a real thing.
Ask your dad right? about dad foot. They'll tell you a story for like 6 hours.
Oh, yeah, they'll sit you
like,
down.
Grab me a beer and sit down.
I got
your dad who hasn't like smoked a cigarette in 20 years will probably like pull out a pack to tell that story. He'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
I need this to get through this.
That dad foot
for
is
my dad
killing
feet
me.
To get in. Mine are just like super hairy.
It's going to be an awesome update. I got toe hair, too. I got foot hair. Oh, I got toe hair.
I got a little bit coming in.
I got some baby toe hairs, you know, they're just coming in. It's
no, mine are like monkey feet. They're crazy.
Yeah, you have like ape. You have ape everything.
Dude, I got ape.
Dude, last time you're on, we fucking saw your shoes and you had like a fucking like little outline on your fucking
I
shoe.
Still got them. I wore them today. I wore them 2 days ago.
You have radiation.
You're fucking gross.
Dude. We got to do like a check in every 6 months to see if the print's gotten a little bit steeper. If it's like if anything new has
if
developed.
It's a little darker.
Oh, Larry, I don't think Larry's honest. Like taking a closer look.
No,
at
I have, dude. I remember one time he took them off, and I saw them. I was gonna get a marker and like outline them so he could perfectly place his feet. It's like a crime scene.
It's like how for kids you have that wall where you like measure if they've grown and do those lines, but you do it for his feet bigger. Instead.
Dude, this is gonna sound weird. Speaking of feet, my feet are pretty fucking big for my height because I'm a 5'4". I'm a short guy. And my feet are about 10 and a half.
Damn.
I have 10 and a half. So I have some fucking clown feet compared to my height, dude.
No, I feel that too. Mine are like size 13, and even though I'm like 6'1", I still look like a clown. When you like get a good like side profile of me, it's like, bro, you know?
I got Kevin Durant feet. Have you ever seen that photo of his feet? Oh, and it looks like hockey sticks. Like yeah, dude, I have size 14. Dude,
they stack up like this.
There's one where it's like that.
Dude, no, NBA feet. That's another thing. NBA feet is like a whole.
Have you seen LeBron's feet? That
actually
look like
a Shaq.
LeBron, his
Shaq.
Pinky. Oh,
dude,
Shaq.
Shaq's feet. Look it up
always
right
their
now.
Pinkies like overlapping like that. Like it's so fucking gross.
Dude, look up Shaq's foot right now. Look it up.
Ew.
It's like curling.
Ew. That should be like an actual disease, Shaq's foot or something.
Yeah, when you said Shaq's feet, for some reason I thought you said Jack's films. That like went together in my
head. Look at Jack's films' feet, and it's like they're like crossover like this. It's like they're all on top of each other.
Ew. There's a picture of Shaq like putting his feet up next to the camera. And he's just like smirking. He's like,
no, it's so bad.
Wait, Shaq shoe size. Let's see this. 23. The fuck?
23?
No, dude. He has insanely big feet.
Wait, let me get a European size on this.
That's like it's like the same size as my torso.
that's my height.
If I swallowed it, it'd be like a Scooby sandwich inside.
Dude,
like
no, Scooby Larry, sandwich. You could honestly like sleep in a shoe like a sleeping bag. You could like sleep in it.
Like take myself tongue? On the. Yeah, grab the tongue. I'm like.
Oh, look at him sleeping. He's sleeping in his like
all my little babies. Oh, sweetheart. You want some milk?
Oh, dude.
NBA feet are deformed.
It's either like not right shoes or like I don't get it. How does that even happen?
It's just like when you jump, you always gotta put pressure against the toes. So like they just fucking over time and they're so fucking gross. It's either the toe going up, the big finger thumb going up. I don't know what they
Actually looks like my dad's feet. I promise you that's what
check the Discord.
That actually looks like that looks like my dad's foot. That looks like my dad's foot. Okay,
Wait, Shaq, stop. You guys are hating. Shaq has perfect feet. Look.
Yeah, see, that's the one.
Honestly, that's not that bad. Like, that could have been way worse. It could have been like fucking green on the bottom of his feet.
Yeah, no, he has perfect feet.
Oh. See, that's exactly what I was telling you. When my dad has it, that exact foot, his toe is like big toe curves underneath. Like a foot. They're all,
I want to draw arms behind it like they're hugging each other.
I'm like, Dad, what's your feet look like that? And I was like, I was in the Navy. That's all he says.
The Navy made you put your foot like that. Freedom to be like that in the Navy.
Oh, God. Well,
no, that's vile.
So how are you guys?
I've been good.
Now that we've got the icebreaker over with.
We're hanging in there, you know. Man, it sucks. We like just came in. Just came into Austin. Everyone's already coming, going out. We're like, okay.
Yeah, there's an evacuation.
There's an evacuation.
Sorry.
There's like sirens everywhere. There's like fucking trucks pulling up the house. We gotta get out of here.
There's like gonna be nothing to do. We've only hung out like once, I'm pretty sure, Hoover.
I know, dude. We didn't even finish the puzzle. Dude,
we didn't finish the puzzle.
It's still there. People tag me and they're like, are you gonna ever finish the puzzle? I'm like, dude, we're like too ADHD. Like, there's no way we're finishing the puzzle.
We're not.
Like, that's we're just gonna be saying like fucking fire references for like 15 minutes. And then
I remember I was holding onto the same piece for like 20 minutes. I'm like,
And then remember we were talking about a look on the ground for one piece and we're like, dude, where is it? And we're like, I don't even know.
Who the fuck is taking all these pieces?
God. That was
impossible.
That's kind of like the crazy thing about Austin, though. Like, I feel like even though me and Hoover lived in the same house, I would go like weeks without seeing him.
Like, no, dude, I'm telling you right now, I go in my room for a little bit and I'm like, where the hell is everybody? Like right now, especially it's me and Weston, and like I see Weston like a Bigfoot. I just see him like pass by. I'm like, oh, Weston, and then I'm like, oh my god,
it's Weston Corey. Holy shit!
I think it's recorded. Like a UFO sighting.
Sometimes Hoover would be like Kevin McAllister, where like he'd wake up and everybody in the house would have gone out already and be like, where is everybody? We'd all be like eating sushi somewhere.
No, that's the thing, it's insane.
It's kind of like the same thing with our house. I'd wake up at like 2 p.m. like, well, hello. Then everybody's like sleeping. And I'd like go back and it'd be like, I'd come out at 9:30 p.m. And Isaac was like, he just woke up.
What are you guys doing out here?
Or we have like Oni plays on the TV. It's like a 24 hour.
You guys
feed.
Woke up early today.
9:30.
Oh, wow. What are you guys doing?
9:30. He cracks open a monster and goes back.
There's always like, it's the house is never like asleep. Like, it's always one person up. Just one person up, kind of keeping the flow of it.
Someone's got to keep the guard, you know?
One guard dog all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone asleep, at least one person's up. Just like,
I'll be waking up at like 8 in the morning and I hear Yummy going, hey, yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay. And he's like not even recording or anything.
He just does that.
You ever checked in on him? Like, is he okay? What's going on?
I'm too scared to go in his room. I feel like he's going to throw something at me. It's like,
wait, no. Yeah, Big T, what the fuck was that video of him doing like squats or whatever that you posted? I saw that.
I don't know.
It was freaking weird,
dude.
Bro.
It was 3:30 a.m. I was like half asleep because I was watching like some. I was watching Your Name just for some reason. I was watching that anime movie, and I just hear. I'm like, and I look up at the balcony, and I'm gonna do it right now. Yummy's up there for like 20 minutes, just like. I record him. He doesn't know anybody's around. He doesn't know I'm on the couch.
Oh my god!
And he goes back into his room. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that guy's some serious fucking problems, dude. Every time he talks about anything serious, he always has to like stim a little bit before he talks about like anything. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like really serious, like coming up to me, like Larry. Dude, you gotta help me out, man. There's like this thing going on.
Yeah. I'm like, what was that first part?
Or you'll do something like random, like, who's that? Yeah, okay. There's like people talking about, you know, it's like some random shit, dude. That guy stims like fucking crazy.
I mean, he was the founding father of the fart corner in the Denny's when we all started.
Dude, the fucking fart corner was closing in on us. That was going crazy. You could see the green particles floating closer.
The clouds coming in.
It formed like a hand and like picked me up by my nostrils.
It was like,
and I mean, the borders of the fart corner also kept expanding. Like, they would get closer to us. They would be like sitting by the table at that point. I'd be like, what the fuck? I thought you guys had a fart corner. Like,
no, I'd be eating that. I'd sneak one in there. I'd be like, and I'd be eating my
worm. Toss it over.
Yeah. I did that while you were eating your food. I put it right
in.
So fucking gross.
That Denny's night is like one of those things where like I'll be talking about that for years.
We need to recreate it.
I literally remember there was like a before that happened, I remember we were at that party and I got so drunk at that party because there was that magical punch that I just kept drinking. I was like, oh, what is this? And then by the time we got home, I remember I was laying face down on the fucking living room carpet and I was like, oh, I don't think I've ever been this drunk in my life. And then the group chat happened. We're like, yo, are we going to get Denny's? And then it was like a bat beacon when I was like,
you remember we went on Twitter Spaces and we were like talking, like, dude, you want to go to Denny's? We're like, dude,
I forgot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Everyone go to Denny's. Everyone go to Denny's.
Yeah, Austin Show was there. Yeah.
I was just like, everybody, it's me, Austin Show. And then we're like,
me,
yo,
Austin Show.
We're going to Denny's.
Big
we're going to Denny's.
And then I cut him off. I was like, all right, we're going to go to Denny's, Austin.
He was like, all right, boys, see you later.
He left his ass there by himself, dude. We left that old man there.
God.
And then me and Hoover like pulled up to this like abandoned parking lot where like we easily could have been
No, dude, that was the sketchiest thing ever because we pulled up and a car was just like sitting in front of this fucking restaurant. And then as soon as we
like
pulled up, this car
apart.
like rolls down the window a little bit and like looks at us and then just drives off. And we're like, what the fuck happened? Like,
yeah,
it was
guys,
just like some
yeah,
random car.
You guys had a hit put on y'all.
No,
I literally
looked
like, this guy's
like,
gonna like say something.
We're like,
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so we saw that car, like, they're in trouble. That car was like,
that fucking car, like, literally was like abandoned there in like 1985.
We went to
like,
fucking rock bottom, man.
Literally, that's where we were, dude. That's what it felt like. It felt like we're in that one space in fucking SpongeBob.
Okay, what happened was the fact that one of you guys sent the address into the group chat, and I was so drunk, and I was just kind of like, oh, how do I copy this? So I tried copying it, and I copied, like, I guess I put it in completely wrong somehow. So it just sent us like fucking 20 minutes away from the Denny's
yeah.
to this fucking parking lot.
When you
lot.
Sent the photo, it was like abandoned, like there's nobody in it. Everything no. around it was empty.
No.
And we were over here, like it's other Denny's, like there's like a family here. We're like, okay, yeah. You guys said it's like one light, like one light fucking
like,
shining down on
like
the Denny's.
Bars on the window.
Dude,
the barrel
there's
of
a,
fire.
There's a don't enter, like it's like boarded up.
We joked about too, about like, cause we were like pulling into like this random ass place. We're like, dude, imagine like we got it right here. And then the guy just like stops his car. And then we're like, what the fuck? And he's like, is this good? And we're like, yeah, I guess. And then we just fucking get out and like
the social
oh,
anxiety.
It?
And it's like we didn't want to question it. We were just like,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man,
it's perfect.
Okay,
yeah, no, this is
where we were supposed to be. And he just drove off.
It was literally like
we
a cartoon. The way that he perfectly took us right next to the fucking car that was like there was like a wheel missing and shit. Like
it was like cinder blocks under it.
Literally, that's what it was. I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened to this car?
God. Oh, the lift were broken. They had tarps.
Did you have to get another Uber, or like, did
yes.
you? Yes.
Yeah, we had to get. We had to
wait
get
for
another.
Oh, the guy fucking left.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what happened. He dropped us off. We're like, all right, see you later. And then he just drove off. And then we're like, oh,
he drove off. He drove off
because
our fucking INFP asses were like, no, this is fine, sir. This is exactly where we wanted to go.
No, because we thought we're gonna like walk around the back, and then we're like, oh, like we just like kind of like missed the Denny's. Like it's over there. And then we like turn the corner, and it's literally just fucking nothing. And it's like a fucking car wash or some shit. Like I think we're in the wrong area. So then we're like, where the fuck are we? And then we like put in the new address and the lift thing. It's like, yeah, 20 minutes away. And we're like, what the fuck? I'm like, how does that happen? Like, why are we here?
And then I remember the whole time I was like, oh man, they're gonna eat without us, and by the time we get there, they're gonna get done. But then by the time we got there, we realized like there wasn't anyone working there.
Nobody
there was not
worked
a single...
there. It was like a ghost
that
kitchen.
Poor old lady, dude.
There was one old woman.
One old lady who didn't even work there. She was just like fucking doing like a favor for a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's
and then
insane.
She had
like a peg leg and a glass.
I can't believe. I can't believe.
She had a
like
hook
salmon.
On her hand.
She had a hook on her hand. She had an eye patch with like a skull.
She had a little poly on her shoulder. It was crazy.
Robotic arm.
I can see you, but I'm not promising anything.
That's literally what she said.
Arrgh.
Like every time we tried to order off the menu, she'd be like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know what
you get. Yeah. Big T, you're like, let me get this sirloin steak. Arrgh. And then
no, you got like, the fucking Alaskan salmon.
I was like, can you cook a salmon? Can you cook me a salmon, boy? Please.
She was going to cut a hole in the ground and like fish it out.
There's like a big like sewer puddle in the back. I was like, she's going to go back there and just fish me out of fish. Like,
yeah.
Every time she'd walk into the kitchen and the door would fling open, you'd hear like screams in the back like, oh!
I felt...
My leg.
I felt so bad. We were fucking with her too. We like walked in the kitchen. We were like
no,
pretending to be in there, like
the
working,
back.
Calling the phone, like, hello.
Drunk?
Yeah, this is Denny's. Like, it was like, no,
drunk was putting in a shift. He's like fucking
yeah, drunk.
Was
walking into work.
Dude,
he's like,
drunk was like
taking a survey
seat.
Today?
I swear to God, I saw Grunk like a tenant customer. He was like, yeah, what else? Yeah, the salmon. Yeah, we got that. Salmon? Okay, yeah, cool. Salmon.
I swear to God, he walked out with like $30 in his pocket from tips after that.
He
was
stealing.
Like,
he did.
No, he did.
He did steal tips. Yeah, he did steal tips.
He actually followed the old lady really closely and like pickpocketed her.
He pickpocketed the tip.
And like kicked her like
diamond necklace she had from her grandmother.
The pearls, like
the pearls from her grandmother.
Pearls. And Grunk like runs away. Me going to blues. He got me going to blues.
Help me, Joker.
Where's me tip? We give her a gold coin. She like bites it.
Yep, it's a real three gold doubloons for the meal today, boys.
We were there for 5 hours.
No, we did not feel like 5 hours either. That was like a fucking time loop. I don't even know what happened.
You know what the worst part was? I remember when we were ordering, I thought I put together like a monster order. I was like, holy shit, I'm going to be eating. And then when it arrived, it was like two little bits of egg and then like a piece of bacon. And I was like, what?
I ordered like avocado and toast. And I was like...
Dude, I just had a chocolate milk, and then I remember Yummy was the other one that got a chocolate milk, and then he fucking drank in like 2 seconds. That's why he went in the fart corner. Was like, I had a chocolate milk, and he went.
Yes.
And he was like, yes. I don't feel so good. And then he like stood up and went to the corner. He's like, I got a fart. I'm like, dude, go to the corner. I need to go to the corner and fart.
I was like, that looks good. And I started like drinking out of Hoover's. I was like,
dude, it was good. It was some classic diner chocolate milk.
Dude, I barely ate. I had a triple stack pancake, and then they started putting ketchup on my pancakes and shit. They were fucking with me.
I went to the bathroom and go clean really my hands,
and I come back with ketchup on my pancakes.
Are you fucking serious? You're actually hungry,
and we're just like ruining
I was shaking. I was like,
mustard, ketchup, relish, all over the pancake. Squeeze it all out.
Come back, it's
honey.
Like, so fucking God. Gross.
You know, the craziest part is we accidentally ended up back at that Denny's like a few weeks later, and I didn't realize until we walked in through the door, because like right as we were like, because it always happens, man. In Texas, it's impossible, because I'm so used to in California where like you can walk into any fucking Denny's and they'll see you, they'll kiss you on the lips, they'll say we're so glad you're here. But Texas, like, nobody fucking wants to work at them, because we tried to go into a Waffle House. That shit, like, they literally, like, turned us away. They said, like, no, yeah. Please don't come here.
Don't you dare go to the Waffle House.
Come on, man. Come on, don't come in.
And then we got another Uber that took us to that exact Denny's, which I didn't realize at the time. And as soon as I walked into the door, I saw a queue of people. I was like, oh, God. And then I go up to the person. I'm like, can we, like, get something? He's like, look, I'm going to be honest. I'm the only one working here. And I was like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's great. Look, man.
I'm not promising. You can sit down. Listen,
yeah, we half a day on this one, kid.
You want
like one pirate that works at all? Denny's.
He has like a glass eye that's looking away. Listen, man, I'm the only one working. His hand is like a spatula.
Fuck, come on, please. You get one drink from me treasure chest and you can sit down.
Like, all right, I just need to use the bathroom. You open up the bathroom door, like three boars come out like...
Literally a pig sign. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on in here?
Oh my fucking god, man. I love Denny's, though. Like, Denny's late at night is like the pinnacle of America.
Late at night, Denny's... Is where happiness is like formed. It's like the happiest.
Yes.
It's better than Disneyland and Christmas combined. I'll say it right now.
You want to like bar hop Denny's? Bar hopping Denny's is like another thing we need to do.
Dude, just going to every single one, all
in one night, just like back to back Denny's, like getting whatever the fuck out of the
endless
menu.
Apps, chocolate.
If it's Texas, they'll all have one person working.
No, I was going to say, like, you bar off six Denny's in Austin, you're going to see six employees working for you.
You're going to see the same person working all of
the same person.
The same guy.
You're like, wait, hold on a second. I have a shift over there, like 3 miles away. Can I get in your Uber? I'm like, wait, can I go with you? Like, follow, come on in.
They see you getting like in your car and they follow with you.
Like, yo, can you like leave me there? Like, I'm new here, like I'm doing the shit.
He puts on like the fake disguise, like the mustache and glasses.
Like, can
they have like a rat tunnel that go under? Like,
oh yeah,
no, that's not me.
I remember, like, I don't, Hoover, you might have a better memory of this than I do, but I remember when we left the Denny's that night, that infamous night of with the fart corner. Our Uber driver was like some kind of like crypto bro. Like, I don't remember how we deciphered that, but I just remember like he had. Do you remember this? Do you remember anything about that ride?
I just remember I was really drunk, and then I, like, he had one of those things like on the back of his seat where like you could take a quiz or whatever. So, like, I was just like fucking drunkenly like pressing on the thing, like, what is the state capital of Nebraska? And I'm like, I'll just like click like fucking B, and it was like wrong. And then I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. But then I remember like he was like talking pretty chill. Like, you said something. He's like, yeah, like that's pretty chill. Like he said something like that. And I was like, what? Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
I was so drunk that like I remember sitting in the Uber being like, oh, bunch of beautiful lights. And then I remember getting out of the Uber.
No, I like, swear. Literally. I think he also said some shit about like driving high. Like he said he wasn't high, yes. But I swear he said something about like driving high like, as a joke.
Oh, that's like, so yeah, scary.
I think he made like a drunk driving joke where I was like,
yeah,
oh.
Drunk driving.
That is so evil.
Drunk driving joke.
I was like, oh, wait a minute. What?
God.
But yeah, and I remember, I think on his Uber profile, it said something like, I'm driving Uber so I can invest in crypto or something like that.
That's probably what it was.
That's
yeah.
When you cancel that ride immediately.
Yeah, that's when I opened the door and jumped out head first.
Gotta pay Dogecoin.
Oh man, yeah, Texas is a crazy place. Y'all ever venture out of Austin, go into the wilderness, go check out the woods?
We do want to do like a video where we go camping somewhere.
Please,
we do.
That would be sick.
My father owns property in Texas. He has like some land in the woods that he goes hunting at. He does some hunting, so he has like a land and shit. But I want to do camping with these guys like one weekend. All right, we got nothing. We got like a map, paper map. We got no phones or nothing. No SOS. Just chilling in the woods.
Like you're gonna fucking disappear.
No SOS.
Flare gun up and
nobody can hear a scream.
No one can hear.
It's gonna be like fucking true crime videos made about you guys.
No flare gun. No nothing. Just us.
Damn,
just us and a map.
I was watching like this. It reminds me. I was watching these videos of like how like sometimes hunters just like disappear without a trace. Like they would bring like candy with them or something, and they would have like search dogs and like bloodhounds like searching, and they wouldn't even find traces of candy or like clothes or like anything.
No, like little candy wrappers,
no
like a little kid.
It's a Sasquatch.
No broken. They just literally like they get like abducted by aliens and then they're gone, and like nobody sees them ever again. It's like so
no, that's a real thing, man. That's a real thing. It's the fucking called?
I saw a documentary. It's like there's a specific circle in the map where people just like disappear when you go out into the woods, and like you literally can't find anything about them, like whatsoever.
Have you seen the random staircase in the middle of the woods? No, I forgot where it's at, but there's like a random staircase that just cuts off, and apparently people disappear around that area. Like if you're around that, it's super weird. Wow. It's really really weird. I gotta find it, but.
That's
what the woods is kind of fucked, man.
You want to come to the woods with us? Do you want to come out of the woods with us?
I would be down. Like, if you wanted to do
you
like,
want you want to disappear for a weekend?
You want to disappear with us?
I would love to disappear
come with
for
us,
a weekend.
Uber.
I would love
it.
Don't bother bringing any candy wrappers or anything.
Yeah,
not
don't
find
bring nothing. No sweets, no nothing, okay?
Like,
hey, no phone, no SOS.
Fuck, I'm not going.
Nope.
Okay, you can bring
it. Oh my god, I found it. Look in the Discord, I found it.
Okay, that's where you are.
Oh my god! That's where the hunters go.
He just sent another picture of Shaq's foot. Is that Shaq's foot or is that someone else's foot?
No, I don't know.
Right above
I don't
the
know.
Other.
It says Dallas in the background, so I don't think it's Shaq, but I think
oh,
it's
Mark Cuban's foot.
Why does the toenail look wooden?
Dude, sometimes yes. It's got wood teeth.
It's like dentures back in the old days when they're like wooden teeth. It's like wooden toenails. Yeah.
Oh
my god. Have you
that
seen
literally
Kevin
is like a
feet?
Flapjack close-up, man. That
I'm looking
literally...
at yeah. Kevin Durant's feet.
Do not look up Kevin. All right, I'll just send it here. Don't look up Kevin Durant's feet.
No, that's what I said. That's what I said. Like, that's how my feet are. Like, size 14 feet. Like, my fucking
got, like,
shoes. That's what it looks like.
Feet.
It's insane.
God damn.
Oh, my lord.
Jesus Christ.
You can hear him coming from
you
a mile
walk
away.
On water with those things.
Look at it.
Little girl.
It's so long. It looks so, that's like, cute. That's crazy that his feet look like that. Like, they're so skinny, too.
Oh.
That's like perfect balance, so you can never tip over.
Mm-hmm. No, literally, they're like,
that's perfect
weights.
Grip.
Oh. Gripping the floor.
Mm-hmm. I've never looked at. It's been a while since I've looked at feet so much. I'm not gonna lie. It's been.
You haven't looked at your own. You haven't looked
down
every once in a while.
Episode.
I mean, I'll look down right now.
Listen, no, I'm not looking.
There.
My feet are
I'm
so
barefoot
gross.
Right now.
Are you whipping them out? Because I wouldn't mind.
Let's see. I mean, I'll show it. I'll show
mine are fine.
No!
The only problem, dude.
No!
The only problem
no!
is that
I'm my... not doing this. I'm not.
Oh
doing
my
this.
God! Why is it like a
dude? Dude,
your foot's like ghostly dude. White and your leg's red.
Dude, give it some blood.
That
give
so
that foot some blood.
That thing needs a cookie and orange
dude,
juice.
You need to pump your foot. You need to pump your foot with minerals.
Cookie and orange juice. Dude, that is
no. You guys got a little sneak peek. I'll show you more later.
I'm gonna leave out some milk and like cookies so that you can come out walk in and pick it out.
This is vile.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a normal part of the human body. I'm just trying to be body positive. I
don't
know.
That's not normal. That is not normal.
No, that is normal. Listen, you have feet too, man. Look down.
Look down. Don't be alarmed, but look down.
Just look down. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. But
what the fuck, dude? What if I just like went up? I'm like, dude, I don't have any legs. What just happened?
You're sitting down. Your feet perfectly come up.
These things right here. These things
also, Hoover, I feel like I wouldn't be a good friend if I didn't segue you into doing this plug. Is that shirt on the market right now? Can I buy that shirt?
Ooh, when is this episode coming out?
Probably like 2 weeks.
Oh, well then, yeah, it definitely is.
I got merch coming out.
Where do we go? Hoover.com?
HooverNation.com. HooverNation.com.
Not two R's, just one R.
HooverNation.com.
Just one R. Yep.
Yep, and then you can go buy, I'll actually link it in the fucking... Discord.
Vote Hoover, by the way.
It's not public yet, but yep. I got a little merch thing I'm going to release for my last stream.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, I like him.
Thank you.
I drew that myself. The little Hoover.
How come
one?
The 4XL and 5XL already sold out?
Oh, I bought them all.
Oh.
Everything's sold out.
Why can't we? That's the thing, it's an exclusive club. I only have one of each. You buy it, and then that's one thing. You get one.
Hand sewn, hand chewed.
Mm-hmm. I spit
dude,
on all
it's
of
like
them.
Slimy and slobbery.
Wow, yeah, I love your new line, man. I think it looks really good.
Well, thank you so much.
We're
so proud of you.
Do you think we'd get in trouble if we did like a Denny's merch drop? Like we did like
no, please actually do it.
You can get away with a lot because Super Mega, for example, when they do merch drops, they literally like use like fucking Peter Griffin on theirs.
They do. I saw that.
Yeah,
I feel like 7-Eleven. We could do Denny's. I think we can.
We could do Denny's. Let's do Denny's. We were at Denny's or like some dumb shit. I think the only thing you can't touch is like Disney.
I'm thinking
if you touch anything Disney, you'll probably get beheaded.
I'm thinking like
Family Guy's Disney now. They got their fingers in that.
They're going to jail. That's like evil.
Disney owns Peter Griffin.
They own Stewie Griffin.
No.
R.I.P.
What the deuce? No.
No, what the deuce?
No, what the deuce?
They own Stewie?
No, dude,
boycott Disney.
Oh, man.
Let Stewie free.
Yeah, actually.
No, I've been saying, though, like, nobody wants to say that. I've been saying, you know.
I personally hate Disney. I don't care about their
damn
land.
Yeah, fucking Disney, dude.
Their Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. It pisses me off how they're, like, I can go to, like, the most, like, rural area in Mexico, and there'll be like a Mickey Mouse spray painted on the wall. Dude, it's no, and that's real. That's real. That pisses me off.
These goddamn liberals spray painting Mickey and Goofy all over their country. What the hell?
Quit with that shit. Enough of it. Tear down that wall now. Tear down that
Get
damn
Mickey
wall.
Off that wall. It was a good wall before
Mickey,
Mickey
and that damn cornball.
Fucking hate them all.
I've also realized every time I get like Latin America and GeoGuessr, there's Coca-Cola everywhere. Like every fucking little shop has
Holy
Coca-Cola
shit,
signs
dude.
Everywhere. It's crazy.
Yes. I don't even know where it comes from. Like I've never seen a Coca-Cola truck drop in like shipments. Every time I go to the corner store in Mexico, there's just a random new supply of Coca-Cola and it's like all fresh
dude,
and
always...
new. I'm like, where did you even like there was like no truck here? Where did you get all
I
this
see,
shit?
Like little like, pop-up shops with like Homer Simpson like dolls like totally like the Simpsons toys too.
Another thing that's big it's like Hello Kitty. You see Hello Kitty like fucking everywhere.
That's kind of slay though.
And like
that's
for based. Some reason Goku
Goku's
fucking Dragon
big
Ball
too,
Z.
Yeah.
That is also Goku, based.
Goku's huge with Mexicans, yeah. They love Goku.
Goku stays
they got like
Mexico.
they got a really base taste then like fucking Hello Kitty, Goku, yeah. Coca-Cola. I love
Coca-Cola.
A good Coca-Cola.
You know?
See, that's the thing is, when I was in America, everybody was like, you got to try the Mexican Coke. And then I tried it and I was like, wait a minute, this kind of just tastes like normal Coke to me. Because I guess like European Coke is like more similar to it than the American one. The difference is like the cane sugar, right?
Yeah.
They use
there's
a glass bottle, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a nice big
bottle.
Yeah. You feel classy drinking it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But
I'm
feel
a fan.
Like the environment also helps, you know, when you're having like Mexican food.
Like
nice
real
Coca-Cola
tacos,
just,
a glass
it's,
bottle.
That's
right?
real.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. It's perfect, dude. It's like the missing ingredient.
That's the thing I hate about Europe is like their Mexican food. Good Mexican food is hard to find. You'll find Mexican food where it's like some fucking Romanian was like, oh, Mexican food. Oh, taco. This will be good. And then it's just like fucking half cooked chicken on it. Like it's always very hit or miss. But like, for example, in California, all the Mexican food I had in California, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's from really like a good truck, dude. Like fuck corporation shit. Any family owned, any truck, mm-hmm. even like a fucking street vendor, like some random guy would just be, you know, flipping 20 like tortillas and shit.
Remember when TwitchCon San Diego? Remember that? We were on the border. Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
Oh my God. Lord have mercy.
Just like run down buildings selling creaming. Tacos. And I was like, give me one of those.
This guy was fucking making God's like meal. Like that shit was
it was like a broken down like Camaro or like El Camino just in the garage serving tacos. I was like, this is like
heaven chilling. On he's like playing music out of like an old boombox, like fucking.
Oh, dude, that's
out.
A perfect vibe for a
it's
that
is so perfect. Sweet. You got the Coca-Cola like glass bottles. Mm-hmm. It was perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah, see, that's what my friend told me when I first went to LA. He's like, we gotta find, if you're looking for a taco truck, you gotta look for the taco trucks where like everybody looks like they know each other. Like they're all chilling, they're just all kind of hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like the guy making the tacos is like joking around with like the people that are sitting down in front of the truck. Like that's how you know it's a good place, because
that's
like
how you know that's a spot.
Yeah,
that's it right there. Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember me and Nick were going to like the convention. Larry, I don't think you were there, but we thought about you. We thought about you because we were like walking. We were walking to it, and there's like a bunch of like trucks. There's like a car show. There's like a park, and it was like very, very like Mexican. And we saw like this like truck. We're like, oh, it's a food truck. You want to get tacos? And we're like, oh yeah. And we walk up to it. It was like a bookmobile. It was like a library. We're like at the window. We're like, oh wait.
Like, you got a book about tacos? Let me make one real quick.
It was like a perfect, like beautiful library. I was like, all right, we gotta go.
Nerds.
Damn. I think I've seen a couple of those.
I've never seen that. A fucking library truck?
It was weird. Yeah, it was like, it looked exactly like a food truck. It had a menu, I think, on the back. And when we went there, there was nothing but books in there. I'm like, oh, wait.
I'll have the Bible.
I'll have the Bible.
Tyrant Kid, Roderick Rules, and have a Jarrito with it, please.
Yeah, Catcher in the Rye, please, on the side.
Catcher in the Rye sauce, please. I'll take that.
Serving a fine selection of items.
To Kill a Mockingbird to go.
To go. What are you gonna sit there and read the whole thing?
To go. I'll have the Spark Notes of Brita Terabithia. Can I have that? Brita Terabithia Spark Notes. Do you have any Spark Notes here?
That movie made me cry. Don't even get me started.
Dude, it was a good fucking book too. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a good book. Good movie. Book.
I don't know a thing about
Tear
that.
Up.
You guys got what's your guys' favorite movies? I wanna pick your brain.
Oh, okay. I'll let Tanner go first if you have something.
You'll let me go first. Okay.
Yeah, because I have to like sort through my little fucking catalog.
Oh man, I'm not a big like. All right, I'll be real. I'm a big like anime movie guy. I'm sorry. I'll say it right now. I don't know.
That's okay.
I'm not a big like real movie. Last real movie I watched was Interstellar, and I thought that was pretty good.
That's a really good fucking movie.
That was like.
Did you see when it came out or like recently?
When it came out, that was like...
What?
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, dude, I was like in eighth grade when that movie came out.
That is a lie.
No, I remember.
I showed this.
We watched like one like Korean horror movie, Larry. That was the last thing I remember.
That's true.
That shit came out in 2014.
Oh, no, it's not. No, wait. Remember when we watched... what was
it? Okay, I exaggerated a little bit. We watched Smile.
No! It wasn't Smile. No, it wasn't Smile. Hold on.
What is it?
I've never seen that shit.
I gotta remember. Oh, I think it was White Chicks. Chicks.
That wasn't me. I wasn't there. I didn't watch White Chicks.
You didn't watch White Chicks? I watched White Chicks.
Yeah, you by yourself.
I like White Chicks. White Chicks is funny.
Yeah, I did. White Chicks was fucking great, dude. I've never like I've seen those movies before, but like I had to like refresh my memory. Mm-hmm. White Chicks, hands down. Every single fucking scene was quotable. Everything mm-hmm. was like beautiful. It was great.
So, White Chicks, your favorite movie? It's going on the wiki.
This is going on Wikitubia. Wikitubia is going to say Larry's favorite movie is White Chicks. He says it's all very quotable.
Every scene has a quote.
Dude, they always say a put single it like quote. That too. They include every little bit of it.
Don't quote me.
Big T's shoes are engraved because how fucking dirty they are.
Not even takes them off, like... green stink lines come out of them. There's a mushroom in there winking at you.
There's a new fungi discovered in Big T's sandals that the scientists are now studying.
Big T's sandals have been croaking like a little frog.
Yeah, I'm like trying to sleep and I look over and my shoes are breathing like
your shoes are jumping.
No, literally like a frog.
Like opening their mouth like
you know, it reminds me of like the homunculus, like they'd syringe like an egg and like a little creature would like form in the inside of an
dude,
egg.
Dude, it's so gross. The bananas and it's like moving.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. My shoes would start moving like
no, literally, I feel like one day you're gonna like look over and the fucking shoes is gonna be like this, like on the ground, like screwing
around. Like a slug.
Yeah, literally.
You hear it.
Run for it.
He's gone.
He's away. He's gone. He got up. Run.
God.
Oh my god.
We had a bit where we were making every single inanimate object like dance and sing. And this went on for like, I'm not even kidding you, for so fucking long. And
I'm gonna say 4 hours tops.
It was dude, it's the dumbest thing. It's like one of those jokes you just don't get when you look at it, but like
you had to be there.
You had to be there. That was
I don't know how it started. Case. We're like, all right, what if everything had like a barbershop quartet like song, like quartet song?
It was exactly. Like
we had a sandwich and I was like, I looked at him, I was like, I opened the bread like, well,
you left me rotten, throw me away,
throw me away.
You left me peeling.
And I'd go with my shoes like, you stepped all over me.
I'm empty, fill me up.
Nick was like on the couch. He was just on the couch on his phone and he noticed like 2 hours later we kept doing it with every object in the house and he's like, what the hell are you guys doing?
I said, he's like, can you shut up already?
I was like, Larry looked at each other, we're like,
that was another stupid bit. We have this like fucking hand puppet thing we keep doing now. It comes from the ground and it starts talking to us. We're like,
Dude, I have an actual puppet. Where is mine?
Oh, you're doing something. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a teleporting. It's like, if you lived with
teleporting
us,
worm.
If you guys lived with us, you would hear us like in the night just like have these like bits. We'd talk for like 3 hours in like different voices.
It's bad. It's pretty really bad. It was like 4 a.m. and we were doing this like bit for 40 minutes and Yummy had to come out of his room, look at it. He's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Go to bed. And we're like sitting there on the ground, like right outside our doors.
We're crisscross applesauce, like doing
hand puppets. We're crisscross applesauce with our hands like this, like making fucking stupid bits, like on the. It's so weird, dude.
I don't know.
It's like another thing.
You guys are silly. You guys are silly. I like that.
Silly.
I literally said like one time when I was with you all, I'm pretty sure I said like, when I'm with you all, it feels like I'm in like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Like something about it, like the way you all jokes and like the way you all
talk.
There's like a fucking like you get like a bump on your head and like grows out of your head.
There's a lot of sound effects. There's always like sound effects with this.
A lot of sound.
I always tell him I'm gonna hang a piano over him and cut the wire.
Or like you open your mouth and like there's piano keys and you're like
yeah, it's like and they all fall and they break like glass.
You all could easily make a Tom and Jerry cartoon if you really wanted to.
You could.
We could actually.
Every time
we got
that brain. We could. We definitely could do like a little short with like Tom and Jerry and like fucking run around the room and I want to kill somebody with Tom and Jerry.
I thought you were just gonna end that like right there. Like I want to kill somebody.
No.
Like,
now that I think about it. Nowhere. Now that I think about it, I do want to kill somebody with Tom and Jerry.
Like with a piano? You just go to drop it on fucking like I don't even know. Like the
what are you gonna
server?
Do? What are you gonna do? Huh? Tell me. Are you okay? Did you do freeze?
I think he's like lagging. I don't know. Oh wait, he moved. He definitely moved. He can hear us. Oh, I think your mic's muted.
Larry.
Hoover, you know lip syncing.
What's he saying? Hoover, what is he? What's he
saying?
He
said, I'm gonna drop a piano on Yummy's head if he fucks with me one more time. I swear to God. Actually, I'm doing a little dance now. La la la. And
okay, don't repeat that one.
Don't repeat that one. No, that was a different guy. Don't talk to that.
Okay.
My bad.
You know, I would die for you guys. I would legitimately.
I would put my head on a train track and just sleep there. I swear to God.
Axel, if I ever like saw you and there's like a grenade and there's a grenade right in front of your feet, I'll like push you aside and jump over and like cover it with my body.
Aww.
I'd catch a grenade.
But then I would go back and I would pick you up and throw you away and jump on the grenade myself because I want to die for you instead.
Then I'd split both hell? Of you guys apart and I'd take the grenade and swallow it.
No.
You dive in and like take it out of me, like,
and then I grab you, pat your back. Burp it out.
And then I like go.
And then I look down. Like, my belly's
like. I'm like, no, like Hoover's in you. I open his mouth. I see you like swimming. You're like,
no, he's doing backstrokes. Okay. I grab like a rocket and I like shoot out your stomach with. I'm like,
ah! Oh
my. He's doing backstrokes.
All the other junk food comes up. It's also doing backstrokes.
There's like a mice in there. Mouse.
There's a mouse in there. What the hell?
A mouse is like a mouse out, but it's still.
Yo, anybody else see that mouse?
Just me. There's a mouse in there with like a glass bottle of Coke. He's like drinking. He's like at the beach.
Yeah, it's like you too, huh?
First time
coming home.
First time in tea. Yep.
Yep. Oh, it's 7 p.m. He's about to feast.
Run! Run to high heavens!
Hold on to the walls!
A big, like, rumbling. Like,
I just can't believe, like, a fucking Big T, like, Moby Dick movie where, like, somebody gets swallowed inside Big T and you're like, oh! Hold on to
There's a guy inside of his nose with, like a telescope. He's ordering on DoorDash! Run!
He's getting Chipotle. Top ball! He's getting top ball!
He's getting top ball! It's gonna be bad! Run.
It's gonna blow!
He's got Mohawk! No! He's got stupid hot! Book it!
Get out of here! Get out of here now! Save yourself! He's got fucking hot!
It's like a fan.
Oh my fucking God.
Holy shit. Okay, now picture that for like 2 more hours.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a 5-star movie.
Two-hour blockbuster. Moby T.
There is never a boring night in that house, I can tell. There's always some Looney Tunes.
I just wish we could like we document it more because we don't record. We're like, we don't document it. We just do it.
We want like Big Brother.
You gotta set up like CCTV cameras everywhere.
We do.
Cameras everywhere. A 24-hour live feed of us.
Here's what you'll see. Okay, like picture this room being like Nick's room.
Okay.
It's like a stop animation kind of like claymation.
No, it literally is.
That lamp's gonna come.
I'm so glad he animated that.
3DS quality.
It was like a video game.
I forgot about that. It was a cinematic.
Like I think I saw like 3 different frames of you doing something, and I had to like kind of put the rest together in my head.
Oh my! Oh wait, that's the cutout, dude. That scared the shit out of me. I forgot that cutout was there. There was somebody actually. I thought there was somebody creeping in.
Is that Weston? Is Weston like listen to us?
Hey, he's listening the whole time.
Yeah, Weston wanted to come on, but we didn't let him, so he's just kind of been sitting at the back of the room a little bit.
Sitting in the corner.
He's been moping a little bit. Oh,
poor thing. Oh?
What the fuck?
Hey, little buddy.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you Pepe? Pepe the Frog?
Shut your fucking mouth,
Blur.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Blur that.
Yeah, can you not put that in the
pot? Don't set me up. Right, I gotta call him a redditor.
Can you mute Hoover? Because that was like,
I'm not gonna lie, Hoover. We're gonna need to have a talk after what you just said.
You gotta get this guy out of here.
Pretty bad.
That was. I don't know, man.
My name is what is my name? My name is Adam.
Couldn't think of a name. I looked at
Adam.
Adam.
That's underwhelming.
Actually, my name is Cupcake.
Aw, hey, little thing.
Hi, Cupcake.
Hi, guys.
That's gay.
Yeah, you got a gay name. You know that.
Hey, Cupcake. Cupcake. What do you think what do you think of the LGBT community?
Yeah.
No comment.
Ooh.
Get them, boys! Yeah! Rattle them, boys!
Pitchforks and
torches. Oh! That was actually scary.
That was good.
Oh my God, that actually kind of got me. It was so lifelike for a second. Like I'm not gonna lie, I genuinely thought there was a flaw.
I I actually think I got dragged away.
It actually like scared me. Like, oh, that frog. He's real. Yeah.
I was worried for him.
I don't want to ever see him again. I don't like that guy at all.
You don't like him?
He's gone now. He's gone.
Oh,
you better leave him. I mean, after what he said to me, that was just deeply offensive. That's your friend, Hoover?
You support what he does?
You can
no, I don't support him.
He lives
on
the same house.
He literally.
Well, that's why we're moving, dude. He's a squatter. I mean,
he's the reason why you're moving.
Y'all really got driven out by a frog? Like, what?
Yes, dude.
Very insensitive frog. I mean,
yeah, no, that's very politically incorrect frog.
Like, I'm glad he only just said that. Like, it could have been way worse.
Oh, that's not even the worst of the. Oh wow,
dude. Every single time I see him outside in the living room, he's listening to the Andrew Tate podcast, and I'm like,
oh.
And he's like, you know what Joe Rogan said on his podcast the other day? You know, the vaccine isn't real. And I was
really
like,
spoke to me. I really agree.
Did you hear that thing about gay frogs?
He's like, it's not real.
Jones.
He's like, it's not real. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, Cupcake must be very outraged about the gay frogs. Room.
No, he's
very
pissed.
Angry.
Oh, yeah.
They turned the frogs.
Enough
gay.
About him.
They're turning the freaking frogs. He's like, can you believe it? No, frogs are
burning LGBTQ in the water.
LGBTQ swamps. He says he's not going to go to any swamps that are LGBTQ. And I was like, oh my God, dude, grow up.
Grow up, man.
But Larry, from one bisexual man to another, I do need to hear your favorite movies. You got to lay those on me. I'm not going to let you run away from me with that.
I forgot about that. I'll be honest with you. Okay.
White Chicks. So write it down, Wikitubia.
White Chicks. Write it down. White Chicks.
White Chicks.
And it's very quotable. He knows all the quotes.
I know every single quote.
And he says them all the time.
Quiz me, and I says them all the time. It's like, you know, I have them on t-shirts and everything, okay? That's how good it is, okay? So favorite movies. Now, there's this Italian movie, all right, called Happy as Lazzaro. All right. I highly recommend for anybody who hasn't watched it. I highly recommend watching it. It's a nice little Italian movie. It's one of my little comfort films, okay? I watch it when I'm feeling a little down, a little blue. And it's just a nice little, it's L-A-Z-Z-A-R-O.
Happy. Oh, I was playing.
That is my comfort little movie. That is my special gem.
Damn.
Growing up, I used to watch a fuck on loop. It was Nacho Libre. That was
I literally had a fucking poster in my room of Nacho Libre.
Yes, that was always on fucking loop. Okay,
so
that
good.
Was like my big movie when I was younger, and then Hobbit as well. I think was another movie that I would watch on repeat.
Based.
And, yeah, and then as far as other films go, I really love this movie called Her.
I think I've actually seen that one.
Beautiful movie.
It's a good movie.
And the soundtrack is like, you know what I'm
everything about it is beautiful. Everything the soundtrack, the visuals.
Is it like the
visuals, the story?
The one with the lady, like the fake lady?
AI computer. Joaquin Phoenix is like fucking having Discord sex with this
Discord
robot.
He's like fucking internet fucking, putting his dick in the headphone jack.
Yeah, damn, it fits
that
in
was
there.
A crazy scene. Oh, I was like, I don't
shit,
think
good.
AI with the brains.
Good to know I'm not the only one.
I'm AI with the brains.
No, that's what I said. I'm like, when they're asking me about the puzzle, I'm like, it's literally just gonna be that for another fucking 50 minutes. Like, is this gonna be us doing? I'm AI with the braids.
And speaking of which, I gotta update my Letterboxd because I have not put a single film in
there. Yeah, you gotta get on that shit.
I know.
I've been keeping an eye on it.
I know. I haven't updated. I have a stack list of movies that I need to like do a whole thing on. Because when I'm into movies, I'm really like I deep dive into like.
Hey, that's my guy. That's
how
I get
really obsessed.
I need to get in my movie arc. I'll be real.
You do.
I have a movie account.
It's like when I was a little, I just watched Back.
Yeah,
the
you did. you gave me that account too. That was very sweet of you.
Yeah. No, I give that movie like I give that account to like people who just want to watch movies because that's a good format of like starting off with whatever the fuck. You know,
it
you got
is,
all
yeah.
types of films on that shit. But
and I think you're on track to do it, Big T, because I think you've been like getting into music a lot more. Like mm-hmm. you're like going down your little music pathway.
Dude,
and you're sending me songs and they're all so good.
Would have thought that this guy would have listened to like Aphex Twin.
That is,
yeah,
that is really
insane.
Funny to imagine. Just
I was like waking up and he was showering. And I heard it. I'm like, what?
I was just showering
fuck?
To Aphex Twin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You were like one mm-hmm. night. And listen, I'm a big music fan as well. You know, I got a fuck. I got. Hold on.
Oh, he's about to flex on us. Oh, I know no. he is. I know what's coming.
Dude, the way the camera moves.
He's teleporting.
Literally. Take the flash.
Like, My cameras look so dog. I got my little synthesizer.
Dude, you got one of those?
Yes, those OPs. Are sweet. Those are so
dude, those are sick.
They're so OP, fucking sweet, dude. And I
those are like they're kind of crazy because I was fucking around at a friend's house with one, and even if you don't know what you're doing, you still make things you sound make good.
Music.
You can like plug it into and it like transfers over. It's like crazy. It's
I like making a lot of ambient with that because that's really it has really good sense and you just make
dude, I fuck with ambient.
Ambient like loud, just open, beautiful. God. Man, I fucking love it. I love it. So
you two boys might be the two most beautiful boys I've ever met in my life. Like seriously.
I'm right.
You guys are very.
I mean, you too. So you're cute, but you know, me and you, we go back. We're like married. You know what I mean?
You guys got history.
You guys do got the certificate to prove it.
You guys are like kind of like your group's equivalent of us because I'm like the Larry. I'm bisexual. Yeah. I watch movies, and then Hoover
and I listen to Aphex Twin.
In the shower, yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on because this was probably some of the most laughs we've ever had.
This was so fun.
It was a fun time. All I can do is laugh when I'm here with you guys.
Literally.
It's so fun.
I'm smiling like a dumb little pimple dog.
I was curling my big hairy feet and I was like.
Yeah.
I had butterflies the entire time. Fucking flowers blooming. It was beautiful.
My cheeks were a rosy little color.
And honestly, like, come on back whenever, man. If you guys are ever bored and you want to come on a podcast, we'll have
you
on.
We just be like regular
guests
sometimes, like once a month.
I'm down.
Can we come
literally,
in?
If you want to come on once a month, we'll happily
just, like,
have
update,
you.
Can we update our lives with you
no,
guys?
No, I'm not going
like,
to be an Aussie
anymore.
I need to hear what you all are fucking doing now.
That's real. Like, that's like going to be our only means of communication is the podcast, I think.
I mean, literally, fuck it. As soon as Hoover gets settled in Kentucky, we'll have you can come back. We'll have you on again. I'm so down.
Hell fucking yeah.
But thank you for listening. This has been another fan freaking fabulous episode of Cool Dog. Hoover, do you have any last comments? Do you have anything you want to say? Do you have anything you want to get off
your
chest?
Comment your least favorite NBA player's feet in the comments. Yeah. We'll look it up. We'll look that shit up.
And provide a picture. Provide a picture.
Provide
as well.
A link.
And don't forget your dad's feet. Yeah. Tanner needs that.
I need to see him. Send him my email. And can I do the outro song?
Do
yes.
it.
Hold out.
Dude, that was really good, though. That was like.
Hold out.
That was really good.
Hold on.
That's
what
I'm cold out.
Hold out. Hold out.
See you later.